action. Foreign rulers, the Mongols, foreign materials, Muslim blue, and foreign markets, Iran and Iraq, all played an essential part in the creation of what to many outside China is still the most Chinese of objects, blue and white porcelain. Soon, these ceramics were being exported from China in very large quantities to Japan and Southeast Asia, across the Indian Ocean to Africa and the Middle East, and far beyond that.
Then it comes to Europe and the Dutch adapt it to their life.
Also Jenny Uglow.
And so it comes to Britain and we adapt it to the forms of jugs we like, the plates we love and so on. It becomes translated. It's like a wonderful language which is perpetually translated to the culture where it's arriving and is loved. People say it's a very sort of elemental thing. It's blue and white is the blue sky and the white clouds or the blue sea and the white sand. And behavioural psychologists who've looked at the way people react to colour say that blue and white is seen as immensely serene and relaxing. But I think also it has to do with the great long history, 1,000 years of history, and the way that the blue and white designs themselves seem to be mysterious and other and have their own stories as well. It's a combination of colour appeal and historical appeal.